Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I sound fine. I feel bad. Tomorrow I'll sound bad, but I'll feel fine.
You know, you sound sexy is what you sound like.
Oh, you're nice.
Kristen, are we podcasting?
I think we're podcasting, Jen.
I think that we are.
I'm not sitting next to you because I have a bit of a cold.
That's right. That's why she sounds so gravelly and so sexy. And you guys, we're doing it though. I'm in my closet.
Jen, we've all been there.
The sound is the best from a closet. Yeah. Evidently they say. So
that sounds like the name of a musical.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's not like an empowering musical. It's like a really sad one. It's the opposite of Rent, yeah. Basically.
You think that it's gonna be this really like awesome story, and what it really is about middle-aged women trying to find space in their house to be alone.
It's called Back in the Closet, where like your marriage isn't working out and you're like, can I please be gay? Can I please? Because I have a lot of great female relationships.
Oh my God.
Watch the right porn. It could change my mind. I don't know. I just need something to change where I'm at in my life right now.
Who's listening right now to the I Mom So Hard podcast? If that's
probably
you,
please a lot of hot guys in college.
Hot dudes in college listening to our podcast. Rate, review, subscribe to our podcast. We're happy you're here. We're happy you're listening. If you want to see us on the road, which I've never been more ready to go on the road in my life.
Oh my gosh, I know. And our first show.
One's Vegas.
Oh my God. And we're going to spend an extra day and it's going to be a little bit of me time.
Around.
No, I need the break so badly.
Everybody needs a break. We need a break. We've got a lot to say. We're having a lot of fun with the show. It keeps changing and moving and shifting based on our,
well, we're going to have to change some.
We
got it. And also, it's changing a lot because of Taylor and Travis. And I would,
oh Jesus,
very much love to talk about that. This is the honest thought that I had today. So I was driving earlier and I was like, but if Travis and Taylor get married, I feel like I should be at the wedding, like not in a crazy way or something, but I feel like I have supported them since day one. Like, don't just like invite contacts that you have to, like invite people who really love you. And that psychopath is me.
And me. If you get invited, I get to go.
You are my plus one, 1,000%. There's no way we wouldn't both get invited at the same time. But listen, I'm going to tell you guys, Taylor, Travis, don't give us both plus ones. We'll come together. We don't need the husbands there. They don't appreciate you like we do.
No. Here's the other thing that I love about this story is the literal like fallout of the people around them are also becoming sort of heroes in this story. And I'm here for all of it. I am here for Jason Kelce. Jesus, I find him so attractive. Yeah. And I find his wife so attractive. Like, I feel weird loving him as much as I do because I love them both. But Jason Kelce is like sex in a big old barrel. He's sexy. He's burly. He's what I married, except it's more attractive when it's someone else because you're not, you know, waking up to them.
Yeah. You know, you already know.
Mystique.
It's different morning breath. So it's interesting.
Or like turn on the fucking fan. There are two things that my husband can't learn and I don't know what it is. And both of them are terrible. Turn on the fan after you go to the bathroom. There's
not
a bathroom.
The heater, just the fan.
Not the fucking heater. Turn on the fan. There's just a little bit of a like post poop parade that we all participate in to make the bathrooms in our house a little more bearable. He does none of it.
Oh no.
And our kids, Finn goes like he's a 1950s kid. He goes, holy moly, somebody died.
Yeah. Jinkies.
Jinkies. I'm like, Finn, you just aren't allowed to say Jesus Christ, but God, that's what I want to say in those moments. And the other one is my husband never remembers to zip his fly ever.
Oh yeah. You know ever. What?
That's going to end up bad.
I know. And you know what? He'll learn because some woman who's not in the mood is going to go, all right, I've been standing in line next to you in Sharkies for the last 10 minutes and I don't need to see that your tip.
You tip.
Yeah. And he's going to get embarrassed and he's going to learn his lesson.
Will he?
Hopefully.
I don't know if men like that. See, here's the thing. I'm certain Jason Kelce is exactly the same way. I don't like, she had to tell him, he goes, babe, I'm going to take my shirt off and jump out of the box and go into the fans. And she's like, I think you can do that once. And he's like, no, I'm going to do it like 8 times. And she's like, babe, you're making the police work harder than they should have to because you keep jumping out without your shirt on. Delightful to us, not delightful to them. But she's so awesome. And then what does she do? She goes and gets knocked up with baby number 4 because she is a baby machine.
I know.
She is A+ across the board. I love her.
I love them too. They just feel like the most normal people ever. And I sort of feel like, God, I can talk about this so much. Kristen, tell me to stop.
Me too.
I really should come up in counseling.
I love it.
I have all these theories about it. So she's from Pennsylvania. Taylor's from Pennsylvania. Those guys are from Ohio. They're like, you know, Rust
Belt. They all belong together.
They speak a similar language. And I sort of feel like he is a real dude. His brother is a real dude. And Taylor has dated these like Hollywood guys, like celebrity guys for a long time. Now she's dating like a normal guy. Maybe he's got to have some kind of an ego. There's no way he doesn't also, but he is a little bit
older.
But that's
important for sure for her. He's got to be a king of his field because she's the queen of hers. Like
that's
they've got to have, he's got to know what it's like to feel like a baller because she can't have these insecure dipshits that feel like they are wilting in her presence. And he is that person. And I love that she's having like this experience that feels very like fair. Like she's given us so much. She's getting hoot and hollered in the box. She's hanging out with Brittany Mahomes, who people shit on, but I like her.
No, I shit on her, but spicy. I love her. I do. I
love her. I'm like, I don't care if she's tacky. I don't care if people think she's loud. Like she's given Taylor Swift the permission to just be this like fun, rowdy chick at a football game watching her hot boyfriend play. God bless America.
I know. And I think Mama Kelce is like a powerhouse. Oh. I think she's had to be because she has 2 like very strong-willed boys. I think she's tough.
Yeah.
Like boy moms are just tough. And
yeah,
I think that like those guys, they can respect a strong woman. I mean, that's my theory. And I also love that, what's Jason's wife's name? Kylie. What's her name? Kylie. She was like, don't embarrass me with Taylor Swift there. They like were meeting for the first time at that game where he gets drunk, takes a shirt off and jumps out the window. Like we know we're all married to that guy, aren't we? Kind of.
Yeah. But then, if you listen to the podcast, the New Heights podcast, he goes, I told Kylie I was going to take my shirt off. And he was like, but we're meeting Taylor for the first time. And he goes, Kylie, when we met for the first time, I was blackout drunk and I fell asleep at the bar. He goes, this is how I roll, is I make a very bad first impression. So after that, it's nothing but up.
Yeah. No, they're going to get together and have like game night or trivia night or something. And then those guys are going to be just such fast friends. And
oh my God, but the toddlers are going to bring out their toy guitar and she's going to play a song. Forget it. I'm over them.
I just feel like I should be there for it. Okay.
I know.
But
why do we feel stalkery?
This is what his wife said though. Cause he goes, I'm taking my shirt off. I don't care. So his wife is quoted as saying, okay, that is exactly what I'm going to say when I come home with another cat. Like, you're going to fucking tell the world that you don't care what my opinion is.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to ask permission.
Yeah, it's even Stevens here. But we're not going to talk about Taylor and Travis the entire time.
Yes, we are.
Time.
Why can't we? Why can't we?
I just want them. Because so there's a rumor.
We're talking about
a rumor.
It.
Okay. That they got engaged on New Year's Eve.
I know.
Now. I do believe that they are like hot and heavy in love. And I also know that they're 34 and you kind
do you
of
think
know.
And you are 100% sure that they're already.
I'm not convinced about
no,
it.
No, but that they've done it.
had sex, yes, I will break them up.
For sure.
Both. If there's something wrong with them both if they haven't. They're two of the like most attractive. The tension between them is making my pants explode. And if you tell me those two have not done it, they don't deserve one another. Like
I agree. If you have not
heart in the first like 48 hours, and I'm
no,
all for it.
No.
Come on, they're 34, Kristen. They're grown ass adults.
Are they?
Yeah, they're the same age. Yeah,
that's how old I was when I met Colin, and I did not put out on the first night, but I did put out on the next day.
Well, what are you going to do? It's like, I mean, you're old enough. You're not, you're like, and
oh man,
also,
and everything's cooking in your 30s. Your body's like, you know what you want. You know how to get it. Oh, she's going to crawl that like a jungle gym.
In your 30s, you haven't had two randos in the earlier month. You know, they're like not hooked
right
up. They're like, you know what? It's been a while. I like this person. You know, I can handle this getting added to my numbers chart. So
yeah, you're like, I'm fine with it. I'm going to notch that up.
Hey, Kristen.
Yo, Jen.
In 2024, you can count on Every Plate to make mealtimes easier without compromising on quality. Every Plate recipes include only the highest quality ingredients, including sustainably sourced seafood that meets the Monterey Bay Aquarium seafood rankings. So you know your meals will be fresh and flavorful.
Looking to budget your food expenses in the new year? Save big and eat great with America's Best Value Meal Kit. Their meals are cheaper than your average fast casual meal. So ditch the takeout, save some money, and enjoy a fresh, satisfying meal. They're the easiest way to eat affordably. Put the money back into your savings. Put the money you save towards making 2024 plans.
Well, Kristen, that's very convenient because a big part of my 2024 plans is to save money and to make better meals for my family. And I know you're like, committing to a meal delivery service, that feels like a lot of responsibility. I am telling you, as someone who is lazy and cheap, that this is going to be the best thing for your life because it's a no-brainer, ladies. All you have to do is grab the food out and make the meal. They make it simple. They come with instructions and really cool, like pretty pictures so you know what it is that you're putting together.
Well, I'm going to get sexy for a minute and I'm going to talk about steak. Get started with Every Plate for $1.49 per meal plus $1 steaks for life by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code 49MOM. Subscription must be active to qualify and redeem $1 steak. Yep.
Plus, I just think like, okay, yes. And I think they're going to like when I think that I knew I would marry my husband the day that we met. I didn't have his phone number, email, nothing, but I felt like this, we were intended to meet that day. And like, I really did feel like there was some like celestial thing that happened. That's why I was so frustrated. And it's hilarious because everybody that I worked with at the time was all of my friends at the time are like, oh yeah, you always talked about this dog park guy that like you really liked and he never got your phone number. So like, I think they met each other, sparks flew. And yes, they could have talked about getting married. I don't think she has a ring. I think they have said like, I think they've laid in bed talking till 5 a.m.
Oh God. Oh God.
And I think they talked about the future. And one of the things was I could see being with you. Don't you think? Kristen's like masturbating right now. I'm sorry. I think so. I think they talked about it.
You know, I was listening to David Letterman, who, for all sakes and purposes, who I admire as a comedian. I admire the work he did on the show. I think he's a cynical person. But to hear him talk about this thing between Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, he brought such a good perspective to it. He's like, this is joyful and we all get to watch it and be a part of it. And the world is ugly and the things we see are ugly and people say ugly things, but these two people are falling in love and having fun in front of our eyes. And as someone who is like feeling very devoid of fun and sexiness and romance right now, because I'm, you know, I've got a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old and I've been married for over 10 years, you know, it's so fun. The fun that we're having talking about this might just be the one thing that women are talking about more than true crime. We've given over murder and we've started shifting towards Taylor and Travis because it feels like it's using the same part of my brain. I'm deducing, I'm looking at pictures, I'm trying to figure out where they made certain moves.
I'm looking at mere seconds on video to try and catch them kissing.
Me too.
Like, it's sick.
Me too.
What I'm doing.
Yeah.
But I also think this really...
But we're also sending each other links, which we only do in murder.
It's true. Yeah. We've got a thing we love more than murder, and that is Travis and Taylor. For now.
Yeah.
I mean, I am...
For now.
Scared to death of the crash and burn of this. I really... It's going to yield some great music, but I don't want that. Like, I want Taylor's songs about marriage. I want her songs about true love. I want her songs about a motherhood. Like, I want...
I want her and Travis to interview together. I want to see them together.
Yes.
We have not seen them like together. I bet he's so playful. I bet he like gives her a little bit of shit. Please.
Oh, you
please
know
give
does.
Her a little bit of shit.
You
I bet she is smitten. I want to see them together. All we see are these like, you know, formulaic. She's getting off of the thing to go into the box to watch the game. We don't see them together. I know that they're hiding. I know that it's fair, but it's time.
I know. But I overanalyze their body language in all the photos. And I know everybody else does too. But I'm like,
see, we do the same thing with crime.
His hand, like his arm around her back, and like he's always trying to pull her close, you know. And I think he's like, he gives her shit.
Where did you see that?
Oh, I've sent it to you before.
There, like when he was getting into the car?
It might be that one. No, I think it's at a party and he's just like holding onto her. And I think she's kissing his cheek. And they're probably both saying dirty shit.
Stop.
That's what goes on in my head. That's what I'm hoping. I'm living through them.
I know. We need a hobby. We need to become quilters need to start scrapbooking.
What? This is all like real life. Is running into like the arts right now, which eventually happens because, you know, Barbie and everything for me and Taylor and Travis right now, if I can say they are so similar because like, I love that Jason Kelce jumped out of the box at the game. No one could be more, look at me. That's not what he was trying to do. He's just trying to get everybody like riled up and be himself and be fun.
Yeah.
Taylor is the opposite of those games. And she gets so much shit for just existing, which is what Barbie is all about.
I know. Yeah. She doesn't know. She can't. She's damned if she do. She's damned if she does. She's damned if she doesn't. I don't know how that expression goes, but you know what I'm getting to.
Damned if
but
you do, I damned
think that
if you
Jason,
don't.
Yeah. But she gets to just be a part of this crew who doesn't give a shit. And I love it. And I love that she would have someone like Kylie in her life. I love that she would have someone like Brittany Mahomes, who's like, let me show you how to deal with this. I don't give a shit. Like, I love her for, I love this for Taylor. Why are we not invited to more social events, Jen?
I don't, because you know how I feel about Blake Lively. I might need a restraining order for that one. So I, no wonder I'm not getting invited to the wedding. Like, I am just obsessed with her. I think she's like,
you love her. You love Blake Lively
in every way. Everything she wears is perfect. Like,
I know she doesn't have a stylist. She does it herself.
She has such good taste. I mean.
And you'll love this. Evidently, Blake Lively, has done it and just has worked under a different name, is loves interior design and has done it professionally. Like currently at current status. Yeah. I think she's awesome. And you know, her and Taylor are like best friends.
I know. They're like
for
real best friends. So okay. Now I forgot what
I mean.
We were talking
look,
about.
Here's I'm the so thing. Obsessed. Does anybody have connections to Blake Lively or Taylor Swift or Jason Kelce or Travis Kelce? Anybody that could get us to go to a party where we actually get to be cool? We would like to
be
a part
weird.
Of that.
I swear to God, we'd be weird. I'd be weird. I would for sure be weird. I can't not be weird.
I'd probably get in trouble. They'd be like, you have to put your pants back on, lady.
Okay. I wouldn't be dangerous. I can tell you I wouldn't be dangerous.
I wouldn't be dangerous. I would just be creepy. I would stare too much.
Don't you guys want to kiss or something? Your breath is so
delicious.
Here,
let me just get real. let me just get real close. I've got some nachos with me. I thought I'd get a treat before I got a treat.
Who's the lady over there slamming the cocktail weenies, sniffing everybody? That's Jen. She's not letting herself talk because she doesn't want to say anything.
Why did she bring out tarot cards? Why is she like trying to get everybody's numerology? Ooh. She's got
one
hand of white wine.
You know, somebody's done that.
It'll inform how you feel.
Well, we got to find out though if they're compatible on the stars, you know. I'm sure they are. I think
his wiener and her hoo-ha have told them if they're compatible. Jesus.
Tell me more about his wiener.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
See, you're such a Travis. You're Travis and I'm Jason.
Yes. Yep. You know why?
For sure.
I do love how he dresses. I love his swagger.
I like how Jason dresses. Like, it pisses me off that I like how he dresses because that's what I complain about. Here's some deep dive on me. I complain about how my husband dresses all the time. And my husband dresses exactly like Jason Kelce.
Oh, that's true. Well, I will say this. I think that Travis is like super, super hot guy. I feel like Jason and I are going to have a really long conversation that's going to be lovely.
Oh my God. Possibly. And then he's going to like crush a can on his forehead.
Yes. And then I am too. I'm going to shotgun a beer and then he's going to crush the can and we're going to be buddies. Like, this just needs to happen, Kristen. I don't understand.
We got to make more friends. I can, Jen.
I know. You got to give Jason Kelce the Jason Momoa treatment. We are moved on, Momoa. We got new love. There's one for each of us.
Listen, I think people would be impressed at how much I've stayed in touch with Jason Momoa in the last 8 years with the simple threat that he would be in a video with us. Said he would.
I think they would be shocked to know that you have his actual phone number and you're not blowing him up all the fucking time. Because I am surprised. I kind of want to like make that a hidden number in your phone just so you don't take an Ambien and be like, here's some topics.
I know. Okay. Well, I think maybe people would like to hear this story. So the reason I have Jason Momoa's phone number is because when we were in New York and we were doing, we were working on our book. They put us up at this really cool hotel at the same time Game of Thrones was doing their premiere in New York. And out of nowhere, Jason Momoa, because I left my phone number with him 5,000 times because I have no chill, just in case, texts me and he's like, hey, I want you to meet this friend of mine. She runs a nonprofit for conservation. And I'm like, it's like 10:30 at night. We're in New York. And I'm like, okay, that sounds great. We're in New York. He's like, I'm in New York. And I was like, he was like, we're at this hotel. I'm like, is this guy just trying to get me arrested? Like, if I show up at this hotel, but I have not in a romantic setting, but in the lobby, and I have a text chain that says he told me to go to the hotel. You can't arrest me. I'm no longer a fanatic, right?
No.
I'm just networking.
You got an invitation. People will like read an invitation into way less than that. I do imagine though, because Kristen got the text and we had just gotten our hair done for the next morning. And we looked like we were going to the prom because we looked like we were going to a 91. We looked like Brittany Mahomes, like with the curls, like not brushed out or anything because we were going to do it. In the morning.
We were going to keep them. Yeah, we were going to do it in the morning. So we had our hair like spindly. By the way, I never do that. Jen was like, "You need to do it. You'll sleep on them and they'll loosen in the night." And I was like, "Well, she knows about this shit." So I am unhappy with the result. I am unhappy. And I look like the mean chick on Little House on the Prairie.
Nellie, she did. She did. So we get on the elevator and there's this dude and he looks at us like, "Oh my God, like am I in a bad dream?" He's looking at us like we're the twins from The Shining or something. Like, what? And so Kristen's reading this text and we're jumping up and down with this weird ass hair. I'm probably peeing, let's be honest. And he could probably
just because it felt cool. So then I'm like, "Don't blow this, Hensley. Play it cool." And I'm like, we can't really meet up because, you know, we're doing the Good Morning America at 4 a.m. And then I was like, "I just got my hair done. So why'd you say that? Stop telling him that. He doesn't care." Anyway, so I had his phone number. So then there was a chance we were going to work with this conservation group and we were all going to do a video together. So he goes, "Call me on this time, on this day." And I do. I called him like as the hour was clicking in, I was holding my phone and like trying not like calming my breath to not sound like an asshole. And when I spoke with him, he was at the DMV trying to fill out paperwork.
Oh,
and I realized I was talking to someone who was just as ADD as I am. And this conversation went from being at the DVD, being at the DMV, talking about well water, talking about kids in school, talking about, I mean, the natural progression of our conversation was in the shape of a circle, not in a linear. There was nothing. I mean, I think we like covered the bases of like a favorite place to eat in Iowa. And then also like,
yeah,
what do I think about DNA? Like it was, it in all lasted 11 minutes. The moral of the story is, I did have a phone conversation with Jason Momoa. He was very nice and nothing came out of it. We still don't have a video with him. So I'm just saying, you do the math.
Well, I feel like in all fairness, then I need to have a phone call with Jason or Travis. That's the only way to make this fair.
Well, Jen, I think I've done a lot of heavy lifting, if I'm going to be honest. There's a lot of times you got to put yourself out there.
You're a better stalker than I am, Kristen. I can see that to you.
I can convince myself that everybody wants to hear from me.
You're better at
embarrassing myself?
No, I think you're better at like, no, here's a legit reason I need to talk.
But that's a psychosis. Like that's a thing. that's delusion. I'm like, you know, I've got this idea and mm-hmm. I've had Ambien and I've had some wine and I should probably make some big power moves right now. So much so, you guys, I joke, so much so, I am no longer taking Ambien.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like, I looked at Jen and I go, "I went too far." And I won't talk about it. Don't. But I don't.
I don't remember. I don't remember. Although here's what I remember about your decision to quit Ambien. You go, "Did you send that message? Or did I send that message?" And I was like, "You sent that message." She's like, "Did I eat that pizza or did you?" So she's like, "I think this Ambien's hitting me too hard." Yeah
I had to quit. I all those things. I did have Ambien sex one time with Colin. I need to clarify. Guys,
right,
okay. I'm not banging anybody else. I don't want to bang anybody else. I am married to my own version of Jason Kelce. But like I said, if it's not, if it's your husband, it's a different fantasy.
Yeah, I mean, there is.
And you get the real thing. And it's
those guys would be such fast friends. Can you imagine Colin and Jason together? They would be such.
Because I would appreciate my husband wearing a shirt. Jen.
Yeah.
I have a hot flash.
Hot flash. Hot flash.
I'm fired up.
Okay.
And I think you are too. And I know this is like, I'm just going to say it because I am mad. I feel like I'm so mad that Greta Gerwig did not get the nomination for Best Director for the Academy Awards. Now, some people are out there and they're like, who cares about the Academy Awards? I do. First of all, I love them. I'm obsessed with them. I watch all the movies. It's like my football, but football is also my football. So, and murder is also my murder. I should try parenting. That would be good. Okay. So Margot Robbie not getting Best Actress.
Yeah.
I still feel like that's a snub, but I feel like Greta Gerwig in particular not getting Best Director makes me so furious, because people are like, well, Whoopi Goldberg in particular is like, well, you know, they decided and she just has to be okay. It's a subjective art form. And I'm like, fuck you, Whoopi. No, it isn't. What it is, it's the old guard is in this room and they nominate who they think should be a Best Director, right? It's like that's how it works. It's like you've got an old crew in there nominating. And I think it's bullshit, because Greta Gerwig was part of a entire like
movement.
For my daughter, she's thinking outside of the box. And it's not because of me. It's because of Greta Gerwig's movie. And it's also giving women and girls permission to be girls too at the exact same time. We just don't see that pile up. And she did it beautifully. And she did that with her. She wrote the movie and she directed the movie. And it made $1 billion. What the fuck do you want, Academy? Like, well, you should be ashamed of yourself that you didn't give her that nomination.
There. Okay. This is my thought on it. For one, I agree. For two, the Academy gives zero shits about comedies.
I know.
The board.
I know.
It just goes to show you how like insulary the Academy is. It is an inside bunch of people congratulating another inside bunch of people. And it's
almost
like whoever wins Best Picture or Best Director is like, oh, this is the like level of self-importance that we would like to project. Like, maybe you don't get it. This film's too smart. Maybe this doesn't like serve the general masses, but it feels like the level that we think that we are. And my reason that I thought that Barbie would break through is because it smashed records. It brought people back to the fucking theater after a pandemic.
I thought Oppenheimer was so freaking boring, and I'm just going to say it. And I'm saying, I agree with everything you just said, but the important thing to remember is that it is important for someone like Greta Gerwig to get the nomination, because it explodes that she is capable as a storyteller, that women can have more opportunity, and that it's not just a pat on the back, that like it's leveling out the footing. And it, to me, and I know there's another woman nominated director, I believe, and now I can't remember her name, but
I'm just
team Greta, man. I'm team Greta. She did something incredibly spectacular. And while we say, oh, she should rise above it, it doesn't matter, it kind of fucking does, because we want her to get more opportunities. And those opportunities come in Hollywood with that goddamn cred. You know what I mean? It's just the way it is. It bugs me. I'm so mad. So she's my hot flash. She's my crush. She's my everything. I love her.
I hope she's
rising above it.
I'm sure she is. She's like very humble and like down to earth. And I went to this screening where she talked, and
I'm so jealous.
I know you'll go.
I tried to go to like three of them and I couldn't make it.
So what goes into movie making is so much more than like, you know, dudes who are really into The Godfather, if I can quote the movie Barbie, really are aware of, because there were a lot of people on the Oppenheimer team that are just incredibly, incredibly talented people. And I have to believe they got everything that they asked for in making that movie. And the really impressive thing from what I've heard from people who know a lot more than I do about Oppenheimer is all those explosions and things like that. None of it was CGI. They did it all old school movie.
No, it's real.
Cool. Yeah.
It's cool. So, Christopher Nolan is he's analog for sure.
And but so was Barbie, even though there weren't explosions.
So was Barbie. It's all practical.
It was like the old mechanical way of like those sequences that were all like sets that they built to go like back into the like Barbie land and stuff like that. Like,
and that is a director's vision. That's a director's vision. She was the writer and then she was the director, and she took this idea and she was a storyteller. And What if that doesn't qualify you for a nomination? Does it take?
That's what I don't understand and makes me crazy is you nominate that movie for 8 things. Who do you think made ultimately all those 8 decisions?
Those decisions.
It was her. It's such bullshit. And I, like, I don't even understand. Like, I could get really like frustrated and no, I am frustrated. Hard stop. I am frustrated by it because it does just say to me, like, we have a lot more work to do.
You're going to regret that decision.
Clever.
Do you know how long I've been, Clever. Do you know how long I've been waiting to say that? You're going to regret that decision, Academy, because yeah. We love us some Greta and Margot and all of them. And I'm glad that some of them got nominations, but I still feel like, come on.
But anytime somebody is British and they don't sound British, I'm like, well, give them all the awards because that's so impressive. But Margot Robbie, not British, you guys. How the hell does she pull that off?
Well, she wasn't British. She wasn't British in Barbie.
No, but in real life, she is.
She's American. She's Australian.
Australian. Oh, I can never tell those accents apart, you guys. I am so smart.
And we've just offended our people over the ocean.
Okay, here is my mom box. Okay.
So
this is in response to us posting live show announcements, whatnot. Go to imomsohard.com. Get your tickets. Come see us, please. Okay, this is from Trisha S. Jen and Kristen, tonight was my dream come true in Anaheim. I missed this message from like a month and a half ago. No, 4 months ago. What month is it? Oh my God, no. Kristen?
This is long ago.
It's from 2 years ago, I just realized. And I messaged her back.
I'm the stalker, because if we were dependent on her, we would be reaching out to somebody 4 years ago.
But I feel like this message is great because this is exactly how I feel about Travis and Taylor. Okay. So Jenna, Kristen, tonight was my dream come true in Anaheim. The show was amazing, hilarious, and everything I needed it to be. All I thought was feeling on my own about motherhood, and you made me laugh about the daily and showed me I was 100% not alone in that journey. I have followed you now for about 3 years, and tonight I was in the front row. And I swore that you were going to be like, hey, Trisha, it's so good to see you here. The front row supporting us. LOL. Like we were the oldest of friends. Thank you for being so awesome. Love you, Trisha. That is exactly
how
I feel about Taylor and Travis. But I'm like, hey, no, it's me, you guys. Why are you walking by like?
Security. Can we get, hi. Can we? We need to have this woman removed. We've never met her. But you guys, we talk about you all the time. Like, we're so happy this is finally happening.
Are you talking about Taylor and Travis? Like, they're listening? Do you think that they are?
Yeah.
No,
yes.
They're not.
Yes.
See, now I'm going to clam up and say something stupid.
I think Kylie might be. I like her a lot. Trish, it was great seeing you at the show. I'm sorry we didn't see you. It's 2 years ago, but we should catch up. We miss you and we hope
That's
you're well.
Right. Next time we're down that way, message us. We'll give you some tickets, lady, because you just made our day.
All right, you guys. I think we're done.
I think we podcasted. Okay. Love you, Travis. Love you, Taylor.
Love you, Taylor.